This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Today, let's learn about a cross-section of agriculture. Let's talk to a cattle feeder, a timber producer, a crop farmer, a stocker cattle grower, and a beef seed stock producer. To cover all of these, we could bring together a panel of people from across the state, or we could meet a single innovative family which is diversified into multiple segments of the ag industry. It's today's Kansas Profile. Dirk and Natalie Hoagland of J&N Ranch are owners of the family operation, which includes multiple components of agriculture. It began in 1866 when Dirk's ancestors homesteaded near the rural community of Tecumseh. The population of Tecumseh and surrounding areas is 696 people. Now that's rural. We still own part of that original farm ground, Dirk said. Known as the Decker Farm, it is mostly native prairie that is now leased to local producers. Dirk's parents, Joe and Norma Hoagland, started raising registered cattle in 1978. In 1985, they bought a ranch along the Missouri River near Leavenworth and moved their cowherd to that site. Using their initials, the place was named J&N Ranch. The Hoaglands would later acquire the Gun Barrel Ranch in Wabunsee County and the F. Morgan Feed Yard near Leavenworth. Dirk earned a baseball scholarship and became a pitcher at Tulane, even pitching in the College World Series. After graduation, he moved to Brussels, where he earned an MBA before coming back to the States. Here he met and married Natalie, who had majored in education at K-State. Today they have two boys, ages 10 and 8. Dirk worked in the corporate world in downtown Kansas City for 5 years, but found he missed ranch life. "I was always drawn to the ranch," he said. Dirk decided to leave corporate life and moved back into the day-to-day operations of J&N Ranch. The main J&N Ranch is located along the Missouri River near Leavenworth. This includes timbered hills and productive river bottom ground. The land includes fine hardwood trees, which are a source of timber harvesting. J&N Ranch has native stands of oak, ash, and walnut trees along 3 miles of land along the Missouri River bluffs. The ranch's river bottom farm ground is a fertile location to produce corn, soybeans, and hay. This is also where they develop and evaluate their bulls and heifers to be sold or retained. That provides a complementary setting to the open rangeland of the Wabunsee County Ranch. "We work the two ranches together," Dirk said. "The cowherd will go to pasture at Gun Barrel Ranch for the summer and then come back to Leavenworth for the winter. We have more grass in Wabunsee County than we need for our cowherd, so we use that extra capacity to run steers as a stocker operation or for a bred heifer program, depending on the market," Dirk said. The registered cowherd is a source of bulls and heifers for other cattlemen. Production sales are held twice yearly, plus semen is available. The Hoaglands have done pioneering work in the development of the Black Hereford breed. The F. Morgan Feed Yard for finishing cattle is located near the home ranch as well. This means that the Hoaglands are active in every segment of the beef production system, from cow-calf to stocker cattle to finished cattle. We're involved in all segments of the industry, and what we've learned from that helps shape our production system, Dirk said. "I want to be in the shoes of someone in every step of the way so we can see what works best," he said. For example, observing how cattle perform in the feed yard helps assure that the Hoaglands raise the right kind of genetics in the cattle seed stock that they produce. "We want to raise cattle that work for producers in the real world," Dirk said. For more information, see www.jnranch.com. We commend Joe and Norma Hoagland, Dirk and Natalie Hoagland, and their family for making a difference through hard work and diversification in various sectors of agriculture. One could say that they really have it together. And there's more. Remember the reference to the Black Hereford breed? We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.